On Tuesday night, Tantramar Council also passed first reading of a bylaw respecting dangerous and unsightly premises. Both Sackville and Dorchester previously had dangerous and unsightly bylaws, which established complaint-driven processes to eventually require property owners to make repairs or clean up their properties. While the new Tantramar bylaw is a carbon copy of those previous bylaws, it would extend to cover the full Tantramar municipality, which includes many rural areas. Councillors Mike Tower and Barry Hicks both chimed in on Tuesday night with concerns about how it might backfire to apply town and village standards across the municipality. But it turns out changes to the bylaw aren't possible, because the provincial act that allows municipalities to create dangerous and unsightly bylaws also dictates the bylaw itself, as Councillor Alison Butcher summarized on Tuesday.
Can we just clarify what you're saying is the way that it is set out by the Municipalities Act, we have the choice to have a dangerous and unsightly premises bylaw or not. And if we choose to have it, this is the one we get. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay.
Mayor Andrew Black added that the municipality would have discretion over how the bylaw was enforced.
So we can't make adjustments to it, which is unfortunate, but in the enforcement of the bylaw, we can have some leniency as to what constitutes a violation or not.
Acting Treasurer Michael Beale, who has supervised Sackville bylaw enforcement for 20 years now, said the complaint-driven system was always a challenge.
What one person feels is unsightly may not be what the other person feels unsightly. A lot of times we are able to open and close these files through a discussion, through a just general communication, through a whether it be a tidy up, whether it be a moving something, those kinds of things. There's only been a couple of occasions in Sackville, and I believe a couple in Dorchester, where they've had to go to the next level.
Council wound up approving first reading with Councillor Bruce Finney suggesting approaching the province to help make changes to the bylaw possible. Mayor Black agreed and also lamented the fact that the local governance reform process hadn't already tackled the issue.
So the unfortunate part about it is that this probably should have been talked about by the provincial government during the reform process. Another situation where I think it was an oversight.
Michael Tower wondered if the local government minister himself might take an interest.
Maybe we could reach out to Minister Alain, see if we can get him down here and run some of these things by him.
Okay. Do you want me to get you his phone number and you can give him a call, see if he can come down?
Okay. That's Tantramar Council on Tuesday night when they approved first reading of a new dangerous and unsightly premises bylaw. The bylaw will now come back again to council for a second and third reading in May. If approved then, it will be in force.